You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This week's podcast are focusing on the managers of a lot of the teams that you're following. I'm Allison Switter, and I'm here with Ken Gernick, who covers the Dodgers, and we're going to talk about, of course, new manager Dave Roberts. Ken, we've talked about him in the past, but now the camp has started, and I've been reading up on just some of the messages that have been sent from camp and just sort of the vibe and the tone that's there. Seems like he's preaching to carry an unbreakable bond among players. So what does he mean by that, and how much has he been talking about that this spring?
Well, yeah, I guess that's the theme. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I guess there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's kind of warm and fuzzy for a clubhouse, but you know, they're doing a lot of things differently with the Dodgers, and I guess that's going to be part of it. There's nothing wrong with chemistry and nothing wrong with everybody getting along, and so I guess that's what he means.
Yeah, I guess, like, kind of leaning on each other, caring about each other, and, I mean, it sounds like pretty standard stuff, but that can sometimes get lost in a clubhouse where there's a lot of big contracts, big egos, guys that have had a lot of success in their careers, which, I mean, the Dodgers have had some issues in the past. Seems like a pretty good clubhouse now, but no matter how long you've been in this or how much you've done in your career, I guess you can't really be reminded enough that you are teammates and this is a team and there is a goal, and I guess that's kind of what he's trying to establish maybe from the start.
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it, and, you know, they have had issues with some of the other players and Puig, and Puig's still there. So, you
right.
know, maybe the kind of veiled reference is whether you like a guy or like what he does off the field or just like the way he talks in the clubhouse or whatever, you know, we're all in this together, and kind of look past the things you don't like and just remember that we're all wearing the same uniform. You know, I mean, I guess it's the kind of stuff you talk about in spring training, you know, but, you know, to me, they're going to win if they have enough pitching and if they score enough runs. And whether they like each other or not, I've covered teams that don't like each other at all, and they play real well. And I've covered teams that you know, have barbecues every weekend, and they can't win. So, you know, I guess we'll just have to wait and see when the season starts in April.
Yeah, Dave Roberts, of course, had a long, wonderful career in Major League Baseball. He was always a very friendly guy, very good with the media. From your standpoint, from a media standpoint, kind of dealing with him every day, talking to him, what are your impressions of just how he's getting acclimated to his role? It's a lot. I mean, it's one thing, you know, to start as a first-year manager anywhere, but to start with in L.A. where everybody is, you know, there's a lot of people that want to talk to you. How is that going for him?
Well, I think, you know, I can't speak for him, but, you know, as far as how he feels he's handling it, I think from our viewpoint, he's accessible. He's new. You know, he's new to this team, and he's new to his job. So, you know, maybe he's not the most insightful yet. You know, I think he's still learning his players. So, you know, sometimes we're asking him about players he really hasn't seen play. And, you know, that's a tough position to be in. So, you know, I think that everybody realizes that there's just a big adjustment going on. He's got a brand new coaching staff. He's getting to know them, too. So, you know, I don't think there are really any hard and fast answers to all these questions. I think it's just an evolution, and it's just beginning, and it's going to take months, really, to be able to answer these questions, not a few days or a couple weeks in spring training.
I did find it interesting, this will be the last question, just about, you know, Dave Roberts had like 95% of his games. I think he was a leadoff hitter at some crazy stat like that, and one of the things that he's revealed, and it's not a huge shock, but the lineups are going to be a little fluid, and it's not going to be like he doesn't have like a set lineup in mind, which I think is just kind of funny coming from a guy who, you know, had one place in the lineup his entire career. But what can you tell us about that, just as far as like how he's sort of approaching that, making sure everybody understands like that the lineups could be an ever-changing thing at least early on?
Well, I think what he was really referring to is no set leadoff hitter, and the reason for that is they don't have a leadoff hitter. You know, I think if they hadn't traded away D. Gordon, they would have had a leadoff hitter, and he probably would have been batting leadoff every game. But they don't have someone like that. So I think that is one of several spots that he will have to kind of, you know, feel his way through. And in truth, from what we saw last year with the new front office, this is a front office that doesn't believe in hard and fast rules. They've said so. They don't believe in a singular lineup. They had, I think, 137 of them last year. And they're going to move because of matchups and what the statistical analysis dictates. They're going to move people all over the place. And they're not going to have set roles, defined roles, either in the field or in the lineup. That's just the way they're going to run it. That's the way they ran it last year. And I would expect that's the way it'll be this year.
Okay. Good stuff, Ken. Thanks very much. Talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.